The devotion for this week is written by Pastor Ed Blonsky from St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Hawthorne Woods, Illinois. From John 1, verse 14, we read, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." The first celebrity I ever met was Adam West. Adam West was a television and movie actor in the 50s, but is most famous for playing Batman in the 1960s television show. I met him post-Batman at an auto show in Chicago in the early 1970s. I watched the Batman TV show in reruns all the time, along with my little brother, who to this day is a huge Batman fan. Watching people act on TV is one thing, but meeting that person in the flesh is something else altogether. We tend to take for granted meeting people in the flesh because we encounter so many people every day that way. But what about God? For thousands of years, very few people had met God face to face, yet millions of people throughout that time believed in Him and worshiped Him. God had a plan for making the relationship He would have with people more intimate. He would become flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. 2,000 years ago, people could reach out and touch God. They could sit at His feet and hear Him speak. They could eat bread and fish that He served them, and it changed their lives. Jesus would change the world by allowing His flesh to be pierced with nails and spear. He bled and died on a cross to forgive all the sins of all people of all time. His lifeless flesh was then buried in a borrowed tomb. He borrowed it because, well, He wouldn't be needing it very long. 3 days after He died, He rose again, and people could once again touch Jesus' flesh and see the scars that mean our life. After Jesus ascended, the world seemingly was thrust back into the mode of not having a God we could talk to face to face and without flesh. But Jesus left us with an awesome gift, the sacrament of the altar. In, with, and under the bread and wine, Jesus' flesh and blood are given to Christians to eat and drink for the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. We meet God in the flesh, and our lives are changed forever. To God be the glory. Amen.